Jim Winger on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm with Chris Cherney in just south of Blackwell, Oklahoma. We're in the combine harvesting what looks to be a pretty good crop.
It is. We've been anywhere from 40 bushel up to 80 bushel. They've got a really good crop down here this year. Test weights have all been really good, 63 to 65. Really good quality.
What about, has the protein been buried?
I'm not real sure about protein. I haven't even looked at tickets or see if they even check it down here.
Have you had any problems since you've been here with moisture at all?
The first few days we got down here, we've been down here about 10 days. The first couple days we got down here, we had some rain Blackwell and on north. But we lucked out and missed it south of Blackwell, so we've actually been running every day down here. It's been good.
How long have you been out now?
We've actually been Blackwell here about 10 days, but we came from Seymour, Texas before we got up here, and we was down there since about May 24th, I think, when we got down there.
And did you have any weather problems in Texas?
We had pretty good weather down there. As soon as we left, we seen the forecast didn't look very good down there, so we decided to leave and come up here, and they've had a lot of rain down there since we left.
Yeah, I heard from several others that the custom cutters had said that they ran into rain problems at the end, and it took them at least another week or so, more than what they'd anticipated.
Yeah, and I think down the area we came from, they just got 6 inches 2 days ago, so whatever the wheat left there is probably done with, I guess, now.
And what was the wheat like down there?
It was pretty fair. You know, there was, for that area, there was probably one of the better crops they've had down there for a while.
So this is your second stop?
This is our second stop for the year, yeah.
I need to mention that it's C&K Harvesting, and you're out of Cuba, Kansas.
Yes, we are.
And have you been in the custom harvesting business for a while?
Yeah, this is actually our 28th year on the road.
It's hard to believe the time goes fast, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It does.
Where are you headed after you get done down here?
We head to Colby, Kansas when we're done here.
And is the wheat ready up there? Have you heard anything?
About 2 weeks off yet.
So will you be down here maybe another week or so?
Yeah, we'd probably be down here in the week, 10 days, hopefully, if everything goes right.
You might even get to stop at home for a few days.
I'm hoping we do. We got some things we need to take care of there.
And has the harvest gone pretty well so far everywhere?
So far it has. It really has.
And are you, half done maybe? Or?
We're probably right at half done here in Blackwell.
So you have some other fields to move to after this, evidently.
Yeah, we've got quite a bit to do here yet.
Well, thank you, Chris. I've been speaking with Chris Cherney of C&K Harvesting out of Cuba, Kansas. This is Jim Winker.